You're listening to a podcast from the Christian Medical Fellowship.
Hi there, I'm Andrew Horton with another podcast from CMF here in the UK. In this one, we're looking back at CMF's recent Developing Health course. And what's that, you may ask? Well, I'm here with Vicky Larvey, Head of International Ministries at CMF. And you oversee the Developing Health course too. And in a nutshell, what is it all about?
It's a course that we run every year from CMF. It's a two-week course equipping doctors and nurses for work in resource-poor settings in developing countries. It's based at Oak Hill College in North London. Huge mix of delegates come. Some are preparing to go and work overseas. Some are UK members who are currently overseas. Some are overseas nationals. It's a real mixture of people working all over the world in all sorts of settings. This year we had a total of 62 people do the course. They don't all do the full 2 weeks, but some come as day visitors, others for several days. And just great to hear stories from all over the world.
So what exactly do people do on the course, Vicky?
Well, we have some excellent teaching. We had 30 different speakers come this year, and they give a lot of training, both as lectures and as small groups and seminars. And then we run a number of practical workshops, which are always good fun. One of the participants said at the end of the course, she said, "Oh, learning has never been so much fun." So people learn things like putting on plaster of Paris for fractures, setting up traction, suturing, even practicing making skin grafts out of oranges. We've got a number of models that we use for practicing resuscitating babies, giving spinal anaesthetics. So, and all that's tremendous fun and really useful as well. But I think as much as all the formal teaching that goes on, it's just really good for people to have time to talk to others and hear about their experiences, get ideas. It's great for the people who are preparing to go to hear from the people who are already there and what they're doing. And we also have some great times of fellowship together and some excellent Bible teaching too.
I was at the first day of the course, wasn't I, Vicky, a few weeks ago? And it's a really good atmosphere, isn't it? People really forming new friendships really early on as well, isn't it?
Yeah, there's a great lot of enthusiasm around. Everyone's really keen to meet and hear other people's stories. And at the end of the course, everyone's swapping addresses and wanting to stay in touch. And I think real lasting friendships are made.
Okay, and we can hear from a few delegates now, recorded at the Developing Health course when I was there a couple of weeks ago, giving their thoughts on what they're getting out of the course.
Now there's so much of information on the internet. You Google it, you get everything. But what you need is that someone telling you from practical experience, this is what you do in a situation like that. It makes more sense.
I'm really considering translating to a third world environment. And I'm hoping to gain some sort of pointers as to how I could do that and experience for that.
So I think it's good to come and to be updated on what we're doing, to know what we're doing out in Africa, which is where I work, it is the right thing, but also to meet with other people and to share their experiences.
That's really interesting, isn't it? That, as she said, there's so much on Google now, but it's about actually going and doing things practically, learning things with the tools in front of you.
Yeah, I think the practical skills are really good fun, and you can't learn that on Google. But also, you don't hear real life experiences. You can't get a feel for what it's actually like out there. Also, I think how people's faith has impacted their work. You certainly don't get that on Google. I think an inspiring message that people take away from the course is that it makes a real difference to be a Christian, and that you really can bring God's love to people in a tangible way and use those skills and people's lives to build God's kingdom.
And I bet there were some really good stories that you heard during Developing Health course from the delegates.
Yeah, there were indeed. And I think one of the ones that struck me most that I'm really sort of taking away and remembering is what Jacqueline Danielrod spoke about. She's the first of those clips that we've just heard. And she's in India and currently now working in training. And she told the story of how she worked for 13 years in a rural mission hospital in India, which is hardcore. A lot of Indian doctors aren't prepared to work in the rural areas. And she was there serving the poor. And then one day she saw a child who came in with glomerulonephritis, which is a kidney problem. And it's caused by, it's secondary to a skin infection, which is often secondary to scabies, common skin disease in children. So she saw this child and, he was very sick. She looked after him in hospital. He was there for 2 weeks and he got better. And she felt, quite pleased that had all gone well and she'd done a good job. But when she was talking to the family before they went back to their village, she heard that actually there were 5 other children who had exactly the same thing altogether. And 2 of them had died before they sought any kind of help. And then the remaining 4 all went to see the witch doctor. And 2 of them died as a result, really, of the treatment they got there. And then there were 2 left, and they went to see a kind of quack doctor somewhere in the village who gave some inappropriate treatment, and a further one died. So the child that she had seen was just the remaining one, was the last one out of the 6 that had made it to the hospital. So it was a kind of eureka moment for her when she realised that what we see in hospitals is just the tip of the iceberg, and we're often just not even aware of the suffering and all the needs that are going on in the community that never even come to the hospital. So she thought, is this the most valuable thing that I can be doing, working away here in a rural area? We need to get care out on a much, much wider scale. So that changed the course of her life, and she's now back training local village evangelists. The church, the amazing thing is that hospitals aren't everywhere, but the church is everywhere. And they, in India, the churches send out pastors and evangelists into all the villages. And she reckons if you can train those in some basic healthcare, then they can stop a lot of the problems even ever needing the hospital. So if those 6 children had been treated for that simple skin disease, scabies isn't difficult to treat, if they'd been treated in the village, they wouldn't ever have got glomerulonephritis and they wouldn't have needed the hospital, and and those other 5 children would not have died. So she's training these village pastors, and they've trained 800 now. So imagine, that's 800 villages that they're now covering. Mm. And I just thought that's such an inspiring story and just such a challenge to us who, have worked in hospital medicine or healthcare institutions and projects, just to realise that what we're seeing, it's the tip of the iceberg. And we heard that in other lectures as well, treatment of malnutrition. It's not all about feeding centres. It's getting out into the community. And we heard about it in palliative care and that the people who are dying are not all in hospitals. We need to get the care out to them. And so that was just a real message that I took away as a new way of thinking about things.
There is a real need out there, isn't there, Vicky? People just don't realise the need. We kind of take for granted perhaps the NHS in this country, but as you say, there is such a need out there in the world.
Absolutely, and I think many people in this country have simply no idea and may complain about the NHS, but we have it. We have such a privilege in this country to have such good healthcare, and I think many people here would be astounded at the difficulties. We learnt in a community health centre that a fifth of the world's population, 1.3 billion people, never have access to any sort of healthcare at all. I mean, isn't that just incredible?
So 2 weeks is the length of the course. People get a lot out of it, but what do you really hope that they take away? What are the sort of the key things that you think people will take away from the course?
Well, obviously they've taken away a load of knowledge and they've been equipped for their work overseas. And people who are currently working overseas, even though they've got lots of experience already, they've had an update. Of course, everyone, you can't learn everything you need to know in 2 weeks, but I think people have an overview, and also, really importantly, they know now where resources are that they can carry on with their learning And it gives confidence, I think, to know that you don't know everything, but you can learn the things that you need to know. And I think another really important thing that people take away is that they're not on their own. And I think some people who are working, plugging away in difficult areas, I think it's very possible to feel quite alone. But you've met other people, you know that there are others working in similar settings, and that's really important too.
So some really important things to take away there. But also, there's kind of a ripple effect, isn't there, that these people that are going away from this course can then impact other people in their circles and throughout the world.
Yeah, that's really what we hope. And I mean, it thrills me to think that the Developing Health course has been going on for 40 years now. And just to think over that period of time, the number of people that have done the course, and then hopefully they have trained others where they are. So over the years, hundreds of people must have been trained, and then they've treated hundreds and presumably thousands of patients. So hopefully the effect has rolled out far and wide.
Okay, Vicky, thanks ever so much for joining us there. So we come to the end of another Developing Health course, and we can perhaps start thinking about next year too. Now, do keep up with the work of the International Ministries Department at CMF. On our website, it's www.cmf.org.uk/international. Also, our blog is www.cmfblog.org.uk. So for now, goodbye.
You've been listening to a podcast from the Christian Medical Fellowship.